by the way, I don't know if you guys, I looked up the definition of espionage. I'll share it with you. For those of you that don't know, it's espionage or spying involves the government or individual obtaining information considered secret or confidential with the permission of the holder of the information. You're the worst spy ever. It's like rule number one. Don't tell them you're a spy. So proud of it. He's like, yes, I'm trying to be jealous for everybody. I'm a spy! Okay, but that was hilarious. That's all fired back with. You're a very funny man. Some weird shit, but all right, we're gonna keep this thing going. Your next comic coming to the stage, guys. He's not been on Comedy Central. He's been on Chelsea lately. One time, guys. Get it going. Come on, get it going. One of my best friends. I love working with him. I've worked with him all over the country. Russ, Goop, guys, come on.
Fucking tall. Give it up for John Campanelli. I'm like a hobbit up here. Can't reach the mic. You can see my movie next door. Good evening. Are you guys having a good time here at Comedy Juice or what? Good evening. As you said, oh my God. I am your Papa Russ Gooden, a Jew. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. And did you guys have a good Thanksgiving? Yes, yes. And I don't know if you know this, non-Jews, but it was also Hanukkah, the same day as Thanksgiving, okay? First day it happened in 3,000 years, won't happen again for another 3,000 years. My mother was thrilled. All she had to do was add latkes to the Thanksgiving feast. Bitch saved $60 at the wedding. And a whole other fucking Hanukkah party. The bitch was thrilled. But during Thanksgiving, right, we talk about the American Indians, okay? And this is something I learned, studio audience. I'm going to pass some knowledge to you, okay? That I learned during the last election, maybe you don't know this, when Mitt Romney, the king of the Mormons, was running for president. They have kings, right? Okay, right, okay. And right, when he was running for president, I found out that in the Book of Mormon, the dude that wrote it, Sir John Smith or whatever, right? He thought that the American Indians were the lost tribe of Israel. He thought that the Indians were Jews, okay? Can you imagine this fucking tribe, ladies and gentlemen? Clickety-clack, clickety-clack. Oh, this saddle of chin. How? I am half dollar woof. This is my brother, allergic to gluten shits again. Our land be plentiful. Our prices reasonable. Oh my God, are these feathers synthetic? I'm allergic. Jews can't be Indians, sir. We're fucking hypochondriacs. Can you imagine us trying to take out a deer with a fucking bow and arrow? You know, like, oh, my shoulder. Oh, I gotta call medicine man Lipschultz. Oh, I keep saying I'm gonna make the appointment. I never make the appointment. Oh, his office is right on the way to Jewish Indian work. Bullshit. Good thing that guy didn't win. He thought it was Last of the Mohicans over here. You know what I mean? Geronimo. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. That was my Thanksgiving Mitt Romney joke. Thank you so much. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, also, I will milk you for some more cheap applause, okay? Just a few weeks ago, me and my beautiful Guinea Catholic Italian wife's little pizza bagel baby boy celebrated being 2 years old, Rocco Giovanni Gooden. This is where you give it up. For me, Jump, thank you so much, thank you. Thank you so much, but I have to be careful, sir, okay, because I'm extremely potent, I'm extremely virile, I've proven it, okay? And now that all the ladies in this audience have heard that I have that good, good sperm, right, I can hear their biological clocks ticking from up here, you know what I mean? And I gotta be careful, I'm extremely potent, extremely virile. I will get a girl pregnant, just one look. Ouch, pregnant. Surprise, mazel tov. You're registered, okay? But not responsible for child support, okay? All right? You know what I'm talking about, sir. I can tell. Thank you so much. Thank you. But listen, okay? When your Papa Russ agreed to have this pizza bagel baby boy with my Guinea Italian wife, okay? I assumed the kid was going to come out looking like us or looking like me, okay? Right? We established I'm a little Jew hobbit, miss, right? I got dark hair, dark eyes. My wife's Italian. She's got dark skin, dark, thick hair. So we thought the kid was going to come out looking like Juan Epstein from Welcome Back Home in front of the old people out there, okay? Or the dude Questlove, or the dude from LMFAO for any of you young pieces of shit sitting right here in the front row, young pieces of shit, thank you. But he did not come out looking like us or looking like me, okay, everybody? He came out blonde-haired, blue-eyed, fucking Nazi Aryan master race. Who would have guessed that shit? You know, he looks like the villain in every 80s surf movie. He looks like Johnny in the original Karate Kid, sir, you know what I mean? And I don't look like a dad. My kid doesn't look like me. So now whenever I go to Target without my wife, especially around the holidays, everybody's got a fucking Amber Alert expression on their face. You know, and I don't blame them, miss, but everyone is very concerned where I attained this beautiful white baby. You know, and I don't blame them. Thank you. But my wife and I moved back home so Rocco could be closer to his family. Another one of my bright ideas. Be a comedian for a living, move closer to the people that made this fucking spaz monkey, right? Okay. Right? But especially this time of year, now both sides of our family are up our ass all the time. Like, what religion are you going to raise a little pizza bagel? What religion are you going to raise a little pizza bagel? You know what I mean? And we don't know. We're not that religious, okay? But this is what I tell them, everybody, that we're going to do, okay? This is how we're going to settle it, okay? Rocco can walk, okay? So we are going to lock him in a room, okay? We are going to put a picture of the new Pope in one corner of the room, a picture of Steven Spielberg in the other corner of the room, and whichever ones he crawls towards, that's the winner, miss. Winner takes all for my son's holy soul, okay? Because I don't know if you non-Jews out there know this, okay? But Steven Spielberg is actually our Pope. It's true. That's why most of his movies come out on Christmas Day, sir, okay? Because the King of the Pikes knows where his people are on Christmas Day. We go to the movies, we get Chinese food, or vice versa, we switch up the order. We get crazy with it. We go to P.F. Chang's first. Watch it now. Okay? But people think that my son is lucking out, right? Because they think he's getting the best of both holidays. Because everybody thinks that Hanukkah and Christmas are the best holidays. Is that what everybody thinks?
Yeah.
You have to answer quickly. I only get a certain amount of time. Wrong. It's not, okay? Because the Jews, we have the best holiday all wrapped up, okay, everybody? We have Yom Kippur, okay? You fast for one day, all your sins for the year, forgiven. Forgiven. This year, sir, I was at the CVS getting my cigarettes before sunset. She was paying with the check, you know, taking her time. Like, what time is it? Where's my grandson having a dementia attack? You know what I mean? I threw that old bitch on the ground. I kicked her. I pointed. I laughed at her. I got my cigarettes. I left. I fasted that day. Forgiven. Forgiven. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm thinking about clipping a kid in a crosswalk next year and driving off fast in the clear. Forgiven. Thank you. But it does not matter what faith we raise the pizza bagel, okay? Right? Because he's going to have questions about both of our backgrounds. And I can answer all of his Jew Hobbit questions, okay? But he's also going to have questions about Jesus, especially this time of year, okay? I don't know how to answer all those questions. How am I going to answer for all those guys' fucking magic tricks, sir? You know what I mean? I can't explain all of it, you know what I mean? So, like, let me ask you a question, because I'm getting ready for these talks. They're going to start happening, okay? So let me ask you guys, maybe you can help me, especially the non-Jews. Here's a question. If Jesus gets pulled over for a DUI, do you think he can just turn the wine back into water? Do you think it's convenient like that, right? Say Jesus is driving around, you know, in his Cadillac Escalade after a holiday party. You know, as Messiahs are wont to do, sir. It's in the Bible. He had a Cadillac Escalade. In the Bible. And he's just driving around like, ooh, Easter Bunny, this is some good crud. Oh my God, Francis, pop open that bottle of oh, this is delicious. It's got a fruity, oh, and he sees the sirens like, oh, crud. Oh, me. Oh, my daddy. Oh my God, Easter Bunny, put the joint, put the bottle under the. What seems to be the problem, my son? I mean, officer, wine. Not in this good Christian cup holder, my son. A breathalyzer test? I would love to take a breathalyzer test. We all would, right? Peter, Paul, Mary, Jay-Z, Harry Styles, Kanye, Justin, Ringo, we all would, right? Yo, we're drunk as shit, man. No, we are not, Judas. Shut up. We are not. No, I told you, Peter, that we should have. No, I told you that one of you in this Escalade would betray me. Did I not? No. It's nothing, officer. It's just Judy. He's being a dick. It's personal. But, you know, I forgive him, as always, Peter. So do you think it's convenient like that, right? I don't fucking know, okay? Right? And it raises other questions. I love watching sports, right? But here's something I don't understand, okay, right? All the athletes are always thanking Jesus after they win shit, right? Seems fucking convenient if you ask me, right? Seems a little disingenuous if my son were to ask me, right? And it's always the biggest douches who are the least like Jesus, always talking about Jesus, right? It used to be like that tool Kurt Warner, right? Or that murderer Ray Lewis, he's always talking about Jesus, trying to get forgiven, you know, for killing that dude. And then there was like that scrub, Tim Tebow, who was so bad he got cut by the Jets, you know what I mean? My wife likes the Jets. I mean, you gotta be pretty bad to get cut by the Jets. And he's fighting starting Mark Sanchez repeatedly. Right? You know, just once. I wish the real Jesus would come down during one of the games, you know, and spike down one of Tebow's passes like, bah! Stop saying we're friends, man! They could just thank Jesus before the game. They could just put him in the starting lineup, you know, at the arena, sir, right? Like if Jesus were on the Miami Heat, right? Because that's what team he would be on, right? LeBron would demand Jesus be on his team, right? And the lights would be going down in the arena in Miami. The Cubanos would be going batshit, you know what I mean? Everybody's going crazy, and all of a sudden it's like, he died for your sins. His death is God. Jesus. Track pants, he'd come out high-fiving everybody, he'd chest bump LeBron, take the ball, dunk it, turn the ball into doves and shit. Right? And even if it was white Jesus that came back, sir, even though I think it would be black Jesus that comes back, I just want to be honest with you, that's what I think will happen. But even if it was white Jesus, right, you know he'd be dunking it out on the court, right? This is the NBA. He'd be like, oh yeah, LeBron, I saw your little trick with the chalk, son, I turned shit into doves, yo. Jesus, well, thank you. I got her approval. Thank you. Right, he wouldn't even have his own sneakers, miss. He'd have his own sandals, you know? And a bunch of gang tats going up his sleeve onto his neck, you know what I mean? Thank you. But also, miss, you know, while we're here, you know, you're black as you want to know. It looks amazing on you. Every color shirt makes your skin tone pop. I mean, shopping must be so fun, right, ladies? Right? Okay. Right? So here's something I don't get. Like, during elections, right, you find out, like, down south especially, right, the black people don't like the gay marriage, right, and the gay people, right? And I don't understand that, right, because have you ever met a gay black person? Right, of course you have. I've been on the 7 train, right? And you know that they are always the gayest, blackest motherfucker in the room, right? They're just like, hey, stop, drop, and roll, because this bitch is on fire. Put me out. Wearing a half top from H&M, you know what I mean? And they're like, what are you looking at? If you like it so much, then put a ring on it. Right, so all I'm saying is, like, you guys gotta choose, right? You either gotta stop hating the gays, or you gotta tell your gays to take it down a notch. Right? We're all friends, right? We're best friends. It's not a lot to ask, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I didn't do that. We're all friends here. Thank you so much. Thank you. Are you guys having a good time?
Yeah.
I'm having a good time. It's the last show of the year. Are you guys having a good time? All right. Thank you. So, my cousin, my dad and my cousin, thank you so much. Thank you. So, listen, ladies and gentlemen, here's the other thing, okay? The only other way that I have to make money for this little pizza bagel son of mine, okay, is being an actor, okay? Right? And it was just pilot season. I've been auditioning for everything. And I've already established with the nice lady over there that Papa Russ is not that racist, okay? Right? We all know this. We all know this, right? But as an actor here in America, okay, check this out. I am becoming slightly racist towards sexy Australian actors, okay, here in America. Thank you, one person left. Okay? Right? Because people think in this country that's all the Mexicans, the Indians, and the Chinese taking all the good jobs. Not if you're an actor. It's the sexy Australians, okay? And I'm auditioning for everything. Dramas, comedies, right? Okay? And if you watch American television, you would surmise that the only jobs available to us here in America are sexy cop, sexy doctor, or sexy lawyer, okay? Now, I don't know if you all know this, but on American television, almost every sexy cop, sexy doctor, and sexy lawyer is actually played by a sexy Australian doing a sexy American accent. Okay? And they're taking all the fucking good jobs, okay? And I gotta get this pizza bag. labeled shoes. I gotta get this work. You know what I mean? Okay, right. So this is what I've been doing. If there's any other aspiring actors out there, this is a little tip. This is what I've been doing. I've actually just been starting all of my auditions Australian now. I just come in like, oh, hello, is this where the audition is? Okay. Well, I found the place, all right, okay. Is this the sign and sheet? Okay, well, let me sign that down on time. Very punctual, mark that down. Okay. All right, well, hello, there you go. There's my Australian headshot there, Australian background, very accurate. Okay. All right, well, do you want me to read this script in American like it's written, or shall I read it in my natural accent? All right, I'll do it in American. Mine's a little rusty, but I'll give it a go. Pardon me. Oh my God, Detective Blake Lively. I can't believe you cheated on me in the Hamptons or whatever. Frowny face, hair toss. Well, all right. Well, that felt good for me too. Well, have your people call my people a ziggity zang zoo. Right, because that's what all sexy Australians say. You know what I'm talking about. After a good audition, they say, a ziggity zang zoo. Right, and they're taking all the fucking good jobs, right? Ladies and gays love Dirty Dancing, right? Is this true, ladies and gays? You guys love the movie Dirty Dancing? My wife loves the movie Dirty Dancing. She goes to see the live production of Dirty Dancing, right? She's so excited, right? And if you've seen that movie, it takes place in, like, the Catskill Mountains in America in the 1960s, okay? She sees the show, okay? There's, everybody has an American accent, except guess who? The sexy fucking Swayze. My man knows what I'm talking about. All of a sudden he comes out like, hey there, guy. Nobody puts baby in the corner there, guy. She's like the wind, hungry eyes at the time of my life and all that. Nobody puts baby in the corner. A dingo will eat it, ziggity zang. So, motherfuckers taking all the good jobs, you know what I mean? Okay? And this is the thing, though. You know what they never have in Australia, right? It doesn't work both ways. You know what they never have in Australia, right? Right? They never have Detective East Coast Chewy Hobbit forget about it. Sydney, you know, solving crimes, you know what I mean, motherfuckers, okay? Right? And here's the thing, everybody. I don't have to be the lead cop. I don't know if you know this, but just one guest role as a kidnapper or a rapist on one of those out travels changed me and my wife's whole financial situation, you know what I mean, okay? So listen, I mean, here's the deal, everybody, okay? Trust me when I say this. Your Papa Russ does not want to be the biggest star in the world. I just want to rape somebody on Australian Law and Order. You know what I mean? And I'm not that picky. It's not a lot to ask. You know, it's not a lot to ask. You know what I mean? I'm even willing to rape a dog on Sydney Special Victims Unit. You know what I mean? They'll be like, Crikey, we found this bloody dog rapist, Australian, I see. High five, Australian Chris Maloney. Ziggy Zang Zoo. So stop taking all the fucking good jobs, you sexy pieces of shit. Thank you. Are you guys having a good time? Alright, so one more thought before I leave, okay? We're gonna bring up the killer headliner, okay, ladies and gentlemen? So check this out. That might be an overreaction, okay? To all the Australians taking the fucking jobs, okay, right? But it's not my fault that I react this way, okay? It's actually my parents' fault, okay? Because my parents are the reason that all my reaction to everything is always totally disproportionate to the situation, you know what I mean? Right, because their reaction is always totally disproportionate to the situation. Like, even if I was sleeping in late to school, not late to school, just sleeping a little bit past the alarm, right? My father would burst through the door like he was SEAL Team 6 at Osama bin Laden's place, you know what I mean? He'd be like, Russell, you gotta get up, you're gonna be late to school, I'm gonna be late to work, they're gonna kick you out of school, I'm gonna lose this job, I'm gonna go bankrupt, your mother's gonna leave me, I'm gonna have a heart attack, I'm gonna hit by a bus, I haven't paid off the life insurance, I'm gonna die, I'm worth nothing to you kids dead! And I would say, all that's gonna happen today? Right? And they never hid anything from us, right? I used to watch sitcoms in the 80s, I was always admiring them. Whenever anything was even mildly upsetting, right? They would always be like, let's talk about this in the other room, not in front of the children. My parents did a total opposite, sir, right? My father was like, hello? What? Great Uncle Seymour died. Complications? Bring the children in here. I want them to hear everything. Let's do this in front of the children, you know what I mean? Right, and the holidays are always at my parents' house, right? And every year my mother's like, this is the last year, Maddie. This is the last fucking year. All these people come here, nobody helps me. This is the last year. Where is that bitch every year stirring that pot of matzo ball soup? Like Gargamel on the Smurfs. Like, this is the last year, Maddie. Right? And everything is very fun. with my parents, right? If they go shopping on a Sunday, it's busy, they come back in like, never again on a Sunday! If they go on a Wednesday, never again on a Wednesday! And they give you horrible advice, you know, like, you can't go food shopping on a Sunday, it's a madhouse in there, right? You ever heard somebody say that? It's a madhouse in there. What is it, like fucking Arkham Asylum and Batman? Joker and Two-Face are going around getting organic ginger snaps at the Trader Joe's? It's not fucking happening. Why? Because you had to wait on the line and struggle for parking? This does not constitute a madhouse. And everybody is always out to get them. You know what I'm talking about, East Coast. You know who these people are. Everybody, they're true conspiracy theorists. Everybody's always out to get them. They're like, oh, you see, that's how they get you. Oh, there's a surcharge? That's how they get you. That's how they get you. I went to eat with these crazy bastards the other week at the diner. They were interrogating this poor waitress. They were waterboarding this girl, right? They were like, deluxe sandwich? Does it come with a pickle? Ah, no pickle. You got a pickleless sandwich. You're in a pickleless desert. They pickle got you. They got you. And they didn't hide things from me, so I was scared. I was like, Mom, Dad, who's they? Who's trying to get me? They're like, oh, yes, see, they're getting him, Maddie. Yes, they're getting him right now. He's already been got. My parents really think that when they go to the CVS or the Home Depot on a Sunday, right, that there is literally the managers around the monitors in the back, like, look, everybody, look, look, the goobs are here. Now listen up. This is how we get them. Right? So this is what I'm worried about, okay? I've been giving you good fatherly advice all night long, sir, okay? Right? Maybe you two kids will have a kid someday. Maybe tonight, maybe by accident. Wrap it up, sir, okay? There's some more good fatherly advice I gave to you, okay? Right? But you don't want to become like your parents. I know I'm becoming like my parents. I moved closer to them, right? So this is what I did the other day on the way to the store. This is how I know I'm becoming like my parents, okay? Right? I'm driving over. Everybody's seen this, right? And all of a sudden, I'm like, you see this one? They're all out today. You ever heard somebody say that? They're all out today. Right? It's like they got a Facebook group or something, so right, they're messaging each other like, we all gotta be out today. All of us? Yes, the groups are expected. It's Sunday. So this is what I'm saying, okay? Listen. Your baggage will go on to your kids, okay? So I'm becoming like my parents. This is really how I know, okay? Before I leave you all here tonight, okay? I am collecting points to everywhere that I shop. That's how I know it's going downhill for me, right? My parents open their wallet, it's like dominoes. It's like I think they can take their customer points with them when they die. I think they can bequeath them to us in their will, you know what I mean? We'll be at the lawyer's office and they'll be like, Russell, they've left you $30,000, a third of the house, and all of their CVS and Chipotle points. Thank you, Dad. So your legacy to me will be ass cream and burritos. Thank you, Dad. Your memory lives on, okay? But this is what I'm talking about, sir, before I leave, okay? When I was a kid, your parents would take you to pick up the girl and take her to the movies, right, when you were a kid, okay? Right? And where I lived, there was the AMC 8 next to the Fridays, okay? Right? So we're driving over there, and my father says to me, he goes, hey, Russ, you gonna take that girl, Nikki, to the Fridays after the movie? And I'm having a Wonder Years moment, right? I think he's gonna give me some great advice or something. I'm like, yeah, Dad, what should I do? And he's like, hey, listen, son, if you're gonna go to Fridays there after the movie, yeah, take my Fridays card, get my points. I was like, no, Dad, I'm not gonna get your fucking frequent Friday points. I'm gonna look like a jerk. I'm trying to save up the points. They got a cruise. I'm like, you're never gonna get that cruise, Dad. You would have to eat Jack Daniel's chicken fingers every day, twice a day, for the rest of your life to get that fucking cruise. And when you get on that cruise, you know what they're gonna have to eat? Fucking Jack Daniel's chicken fingers. Shut the fuck up, buddy. Right, I'm pull up. I'm trying to touch the boobs. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Right in the car. I'm driving over. I'm making bullshit conversations. Like, can you believe that quiz? I'd like to touch your breath. Right? Getting over there, right? Getting out of the car. I'm like, okay, Nikki, let's go. You know, like getting off a helicopter, like the Navy SEALs. Like, let's go. All of a sudden, my dad leans over and goes, hey, Nikki, you kids gonna go to Fridays there after the movie? Yeah, if you're gonna go to Fridays there, yeah. Take my card. Make sure Russell gets my points. You know, I just jump in like, no.